Did you know about this? Were you surprised?
I didn't know about it until probably 3 months before I got it. I was kind of surprised. I didn't really mean that much to me at the time. I didn't realize it's such a big deal. I'd heard of it, of course, but never really thought about it. And then after they said, the reason it's such a big deal for me and why they've done something special for me over other people that get it is because I was the first person in the state of Alaska to receive this. And that will never happen again unless they make another state. So it's the last time that will ever happen. There's a Circle of Honor driver in every 49 states except Alaska. And so they have a big a museum. UPS started in Seattle about 107 years ago, I believe it was. And there's a UPS museum down there, and they have a wall with all the states on it with the names of the Circle of Honor drivers, and Alaska was blank. And so I got a big ceremony. They flew me and my girlfriend to Seattle, put us up for 4 days in a beautiful hotel, and made quite a big to-do about it. And I got to put the first name in the state of Alaska. And then they sent up, I met a gal down there who was head of advertising for West Coast or Northwest for UPS. And she was interested in Ketchikan and found it all quite amazing. You know, what I was telling her about the city and how much it rains and on, as we always do, you know, when we meet people that have never been here. And so about 2 weeks later, my boss from Anchorage called and said, well, they want to fly the film crew up here and shoot a film and a possible commercial and some other stuff. And I was like, wow, which they did. She came up and spent 3 days looking over the town and liked what she saw. So then they had a film crew of six people came up, and I spent the whole week with them driving around town, delivering packages with them, filming it, doing kind of setup deliveries with different people around town, people, friends of mine, fishing boats, different businesses around town. I know they were interviewing those people. They had a drone with a camera on it, quite expensive one, that crashed. And so then they had to go rent a full-size helicopter and flying around filming me from the air. Yeah, it went on. It was about 12 hours every day for 5 days straight of filming and pictures and stuff. And so then they went back south, and during the time they were there, they said they told the Wall Street Journal about this story and they wanted to interview me. So then I was talked to a gal that worked for the Wall Street Journal for about a half an hour, and that interview actually just came out yesterday, Thursday the 4th, and I got the front page. It was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and that was kind of neat.
So when did all this filming happen? How long ago did this all happen?
That was about 3 weeks ago, I believe. Three weeks ago now, yeah.
Okay, and you mentioned that wall at the museum.
Yeah.
So there's one person from each state. Are they the first person?
No, there's all the people from each state.
Oh, so it's a...
Yeah, there's...
So you're alone.
I'm alone in Alaska, yes. The biggest state with the least amount of people for safe driving, which is me, one. And part of the reason for that is because we haven't been in the state that long, only about 26 years, actually. Other people have had accidents and stuff. It's pretty hard to achieve that, really, even if you're... You know, and that's not saying that other people aren't safe drivers. It's just there's a lot of things that can happen. The article in the Wall Street Journal actually wasn't totally about me. That was kind of about the whole program. And they talked about one guy that I believe he has 36 years. He drives downtown Manhattan. Now, if anybody's ever been in downtown Manhattan, it made me feel kind of insignificant to realize a guy could drive 36 years in downtown Manhattan, one of our big large delivery trucks, and never have an accident. But geez. And then they have other guy, I think the record holder has 51 years safe driving in Upper Michigan. And it's pretty nasty weather and stuff up there, too. So, you know, it's pretty amazing.
And what are some of the challenges here to avoid accidents?
Well, people listening, you know, local people know how bad it can be. You know, I was trying to tell those guys driving in Anchorage, or if you're from Anchorage or up north, you know what, they have a period of time called breakup in the spring, you know, where the snow all disappears and it's slushy and freezes and all real crappy. Well, that's what we go through all winter long, basically, in Ketchikan. We have, you know, 4 months of breakup, you know, it freezes, snows, freezes, and as you know. And it's with the steep hills and the ice and all that, it makes it very hard in the narrow roads. They were kind of impressed with our narrow streets that we have to deliver on. And so the challenge is a lot of ice, a lot of steep hills, a lot of narrow drives, a lot of people outside of town, especially, that don't put house numbers on their houses, which makes it extremely difficult. A lot of people leave dogs chained to their front door and then expect you to do battle with, you know, Rover to get their package to the front door. There's a lot of different challenges. The hours are very long. I work the plan day at United Parcel Service is 10 hours, but we usually work more. So usually I work 2,500 hours in a year. Those are pretty hard hours. You know, it's not an easy job.
And when you speak about accidents, is that actually physical damage to the vehicle, or can it also be injuries, getting injured? Or
no, it would be, on this particular case, it's damage to the vehicle. They also have a program for personal injuries, you know, like if you broke your leg or something of that nature, which I've never had an injury either. In fact, no one in our center. We have three drivers here, and none of them have ever had an accident. None of them have ever had an injury either. So that's pretty impressive to be able to stay injury-free for as many years as we represent between the three of us. I think it's around around 50 years of driving and working, you know, with no injuries and no accidents. So it's pretty impressive.
When you received this Circle of Honor, what was the ceremony like, or how did they do that?
Well, they first came to Ketchikan, and they took me and my girlfriend and all the rest of the people that work here and their significance, others, out to dinner. The head of Alaska and my boss, the man right under him, came, took us out to dinner and had a nice dinner and did a little ceremony here. So then the following day, they flew with us down to Seattle, put us up in the hotel, and the following day, we went down to the 7th Avenue South Center, which is where the museum is. That's out by the ball fields in Seattle. And they had a Circle of Honor drivers. They had about 50 people there. They had the head of Northwest, the head of Alaska. Like I say, my boss from Anchorage was there. They had, I believe, about 10 Circle of Honor drivers from the Northwest there. They had 5 new hires there, people that had just started. It was quite a crowd there. And then they make a presentation, gave me a lot of different stuff, and then they present the bomber jacket. They allowed you to sign the ledger. Like I say, UPS is one of the biggest companies in the world, and also the biggest delivery company in the world, and it started in Seattle. And so they have the original desk of Casey, which was the man that started the company. They have his desk there and his original ledger, and as a Circle of Honor driver, you're allowed to sign the ledger. And they, you know, they have one of the original Model T delivery trucks, an old Harley Davidson delivery motorcycle they had. And so they had picture taken, and then they present you with the jacket. And it's all kind of all about this jacket, you know. So it's a pretty fancy jacket. So I haven't had an opportunity to wear it in public yet, but I'm afraid its grandeur might overwhelm.
Do you now in any way feel a little nervous because you've been accident-free, but now, you know, kind of they're now, do you think it's being jinxed at all in any way?
Well, you know, after they told me this, I did feel that a little bit. And yesterday, on Thursday, I guess it was, when the Wall Street Journal article came out, I was thinking, boy, this would be the day I would get in an accident. So yeah, a little bit, you know, but I'm a pilot, commercial pilot. I used to do that, you know, and so you learn to control those sort of things. That's part of flying a plane and part of driving these things, is you just have to keep, you know, in aviation, they say aviate, navigate, communicate if you have a problem. Same thing in these vehicles, you know, or anybody. It's good to remember you always drive the car first. Everything else is secondary when you're in a car. Talking to the people in the back, talking on your phone, talking, you know, eating your burger from McDonald's, whatever it is. Those things are all way, way far second place. The first thing you do is navigate that car safely, you know, get to where you're going safely. All other considerations, and very similar to flying. You know, that's what I equate it to usually.
Okay, good advice, and congratulations to you. Anything else you can think of or want to add?
No, just if you see us out there, wave and be careful. Don't be talking on your phone.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.